This is Melissa Ringstaff from avirtuouswoman.org, and I want to welcome you to From Chaos to Calm, 15 Weeks to a Happy Home. We're on day 38, and today's devotion is titled, Meal Planning and the Grocery Store. Meal Planning and the Grocery Store. Our scripture memory for today comes from Proverbs chapter 31, verse 14. It says, "She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar." Now, before you can cook a delicious meal for your family, you will need to have a pantry that is stocked with good foods to eat. You'll be able to prepare a wide variety of recipes if you have the basics already in your cupboard. Going to the grocery store with small children is not always fun. I remember doing it many times with three little ones, and it wasn't easy, but it is manageable. If you're able to do your grocery shopping when your husband can watch the kids, you'll probably get done faster and maybe even save more money. One option would be if you have a girlfriend who has young children as well, you could trade off grocery shopping days and watch each other's children. Otherwise, you can try getting your children to be involved in the grocery shopping experience. Ask them to help you find foods or ask for suggestions. If they're old enough to read, let them read the list to you. Before you go to the grocery store, you want to prepare for your shopping trip. A good day to plan your weekly shopping is the day you clean out your fridge, or perhaps the day after. I typically prepare or plan my menu for the coming week. I try to make a menu for everything we'll eat, including breakfast, lunch, supper, and snacks. Some women like to plan their menus for the month, and if you're doing freezer cooking, that would be a great way to do it. By planning ahead, you'll save more money at the grocery store, and you'll waste less food. You'll be able to shop wisely. And if you want to save even more money, it's a good idea to have your grocery store sales flyer available when you're planning your menu, and try to make as many of your recipes from foods that are in season or on sale. First, make a shopping list of those items that are missing from your pantry, things that you've run out of, and then make a list of those special items that you need to prepare the recipes for the week. When you're planning snacks, try to think of healthy versus unhealthy. For instance, instead of buying candy, you could buy trail mix or dried fruit. Also, remember that some foods are wants and other foods are needs. Foods that provide good nutrition are the needs. I remember years ago when I was trying to save money on a very small budget, I took my last receipt from the grocery store and went through it and listed, I had two columns on my paper and listed those items that weren't really needs in one column, and those things that provided good nutrition and were necessary for us to eat went to the needs column. And I realized that just by cutting out a lot of foods that really were just wants, that I could save a lot of money for my family. Try to limit the amount of processed and refined foods that you bring into your home. My husband and I always read labels before we purchase food. Things like high fructose corn syrup, preservatives, MSG, for instance. We won't purchase items if they have those ingredients in them. Remember that whole foods or living foods will provide the most nutrition that your family needs. When you're planning your meals, you want to think of colors. If your plate is all one color, you're missing out on important vitamins and minerals. God gave us a rainbow of foods to eat, and it's important that we eat foods from all the different colors of the rainbow. For instance, serving sides of potatoes and corn in the same meal means that you are serving foods that are similar and you're not giving your family a good variety of different vitamins and minerals. Instead of serving those same foods in the same meal, try serving a green vegetable, a white vegetable, and a yellow, orange, or red vegetable. It can be a lot of fun to read cookbooks to get new ideas. In fact, you can learn a lot about what foods and flavors work well together by reading recipes. If you have the Food Network on television, just by watching the different chefs and really paying attention to how they pair foods and spices and herbs together will help you to learn what works and what doesn't. And that can go a long way to helping you become a really good cook. I love to feed my family foods from different cultures. We eat a very wide variety of foods in our house. In fact, a friend had asked my girls when they went to stay with her for a few days, and she was trying to figure out what they would like to eat for the week, and she asked them what was something that they ate on a regular basis, and they couldn't really think of anything. And that's because each month we eat a lot of different foods, a lot of different flavors, and while some things, say maybe spaghetti, are served on a more frequent basis, we really don't repeat recipes from week to week. And by offering a wide variety of foods and flavors to your children when they're young, you'll train them not to be picky eaters. Of course, everyone has their own tastes, but I believe that children should be required to eat at least a small portion of everything you serve. When I was young, I didn't much care for turnip greens. Growing up in the South, we ate a lot of turnip greens. But after years of eating my greens, I grew to love them. It is possible to train or even retrain your taste buds. If you've ever heard the term acquired taste, this is because some foods do take a certain level of getting used to before you fully enjoy them. When my husband and I first met, I had not grown up eating olives. And the few times that I had tasted olives, I really was not impressed. I didn't really care for them. But he loved olives, and he couldn't believe that I could possibly not like olives. And he would bring olives, all different kinds of olives, and have me taste different ones each day. And you know, I grew to love olives, and now it's one of my favorite snacks. And I love all different flavors of olives. I love to go to the olive bars and the health food store and eat all kinds of flavored and seasoned olives. I love to cook with olives, and I make all kinds of dishes with olives. So it is possible to retrain your taste buds. When you're planning your grocery shopping, go through your coupons, if you're using them, for bargains on the items that you regularly purchase or would like to try. Use coupons as much as possible if you're able to, but always make sure that you compare prices and brands. A lot of times, coupons are not really worth the savings. And a lot of times, coupons really are for foods that are processed and not very good for you. So just use discernment, but use them whenever you can. Store brands, very often I have found, are just as good a quality as the name brand product. And remember to buy items in bulk that you frequently use when they go on sale. By purchasing sale items in bulk, you will save the most amount of money. You can begin using a price book and track sales and sell prices if you want to. That will help you also discover patterns in how grocery stores put their foods on sale. My husband and I have gotten to where we do a lot of grocery shopping at the salvage grocery stores in our local area. And in fact, these days, most of our grocery shopping is done at salvage stores. And we have saved tons of money by shopping at these stores. And it's amazing because we like to eat healthier foods. We like to eat food that you would often find in health food stores. And it's amazing to me the organic and, quote, healthy brands that end up in the salvage stores. Even gluten-free items that my one daughter, she can't have gluten. We find those kinds of foods all the time at the salvage stores. So you might think that scratch and dent grocery store is not going to be the place you want to shop, but you'd be amazed at what ends up there, and you can find some really great deals. Planning, shopping, and preparing meals for your family should be a source of joy. By planning ahead, you will know that you're going to what you're going to cook each day. You won't panic at 4 o'clock in the afternoon when you suddenly realize the dinner hour is approaching and everyone's hungry. Instead, you'll have prepared a balanced meal. You'll know that over the course of a week, your family has benefited from a variety of nutritious foods and that their bodies have been cared for. Meal planning is also a really great way to just save you time in the long run. God has given us as homemakers the responsibility of caring for and feeding our families. So embrace it. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you so much for our precious families. Thank you for the many blessings that you have provided for us. Thank you for the fact that we have food to eat. Help us to enjoy preparing good food, nutritious food for our families. Help us to show our children and our husbands, and even ourselves, that eating healthy will improve our quality of life, and that ultimately you want us to be healthy. You want us to make wise choices. And Lord, I just ask that you will give us wisdom and discernment in this area. Please bless each of the ladies listening today. Be with them, be with their families. In Jesus' precious holy name I pray. Amen. Well, I hope you have been blessed by today's devotion. Be sure to join me tomorrow for our next devotion titled The Creation Diet.